As the beloved silent watcher speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty I Am Presence send our love and gratitude to him in the name of all mankind whom he has assisted so long with his great cosmic love. Beloved ones of the light, I enter in with you from now on into a marvelous, victorious accomplishment for which we have waited centuries. May I be privileged to be a reminder to you of the great divine power that has so lovingly been placed at your command. I want you to understand something tonight of my service to life and the authority which the cosmic law has made me to the earth in certain channels. For I am called the Silent Watcher because I have watched from the heart of the great, great silence a long, long time for every possible opportunity to expand the light in the life stream of every human being who has come into embodiment on this earth. And all during the centuries, when there is the slightest impulse of mankind to come into more conscious awareness of our light and its use, correct conditions in the physical world, I have poured my love, my cosmic power of the silence to help assist that light to be free. And I have much to do with the memory of the outer mind. Therefore, if you wish to place a guard at the door of thought and have a reminder when you should return to the light, there can come within you, my dear ones, certain flashes of light from your own higher mental body and from those who are assisting to hold protection about you. The guard of the mind, my dear ones, is very, very important. And it would be well if the student body would demand of the presence each night before you go to sleep and each day on awakening that the higher mental body place the guard of its own invincible, ever-watching, all-seeing eye at the door of thought and keep the outer intellect reminded to not only refuse to accept thoughts of limitation and distress, but to be alert and on guard and to watch that whenever thoughts come to the mind that do not produce perfection, that you call the higher mental body into action instantly before you have time to entertain the thought of imperfection and ask the higher mental body to strike its sortable thing into that thought form. And on the instant, take it out of the universe. though it touches no other part of life. If you will do this, it will save you many hours of struggle and effort. And there always goes with this, my dear ones, something that you should keep outwardly aware of, that when you are aware of a thought, you are also aware of the picture that represents that thought to you. And the picture is the concept in the mind of the thought in action. And therefore, when you demand that the higher mental body stand guard at the door of thought and refuse admittance to anything that is less than perfection, that it also consume and annihilate instantly before it can register in the atmosphere about you the picture that the thought wants to record in the energy of your world, especially your feeling world. Now, if you will move into action with this, I too will stand the guard with the power of light from the great, great silence. And you will find much that has been a sense of confusion in the mind just disappearing. The attention of the outer self and the intellect will become more and more keenly alert and perfectly clear concepts from the higher mental body will take the place of a mental uncertainty that wrong thoughts always impose upon your feeling world. Now, if you will do this, it will make many things much easier for you. And it is a guard which we are glad to set up to help you avoid further limitation and distress. There is also an action that is a guard for the mental body, and it is connected with the visualizing of the luminous presence of the beloved Master Jesus or any ascended master or cosmic being upon the forehead, whether it be of yourselves or of others. There can always go forth, precious ones, and it is time you knew this now and definitely held the picture. From the luminous presence on the forehead, see two wings of blue flame encircle the head as a protection to the mental body. And with the command that the ascended Jesus Christ, your mind of God, or any ascended master's consciousness to whom you call, the ascended master's pure mind of God floods your being and world with the power that stands guard and prevents and annihilates human concepts and human desires. Because these begin in the mind most of the time. Unless you think of a thing, you don't bring it into the outer action. Now, it has been my prerogative, and the cosmic law has made me the authority to watch the expansion of the light in every life stream that came onto this earth. And I do that from the heart of a great, great silence. I have watched the light expanding in the whole earth and all upon it for many centuries. I have watched the light expanding in the various nations of the world, the various governments, and many of their individual activities. I have watched the light expanding in the different races of the world as they have migrated from one place to another. I have watched the expansion of the light in certain families, where I saw the light growing brighter. Then it has been my privilege to, as that light tries to expand, to pour my love and quiet of the great, great silence around that light till its full expansion is completely accomplished. Now, because of the importance of your beloved Saint Germain in his work of cleansing the earth, I am more than ever conscious of the expansion of the light in the life streams of those under this radiation. And it is because there is a cosmic need for this that I am bringing it to your attention tonight to assist you. And if you will feel the requirement to keep alert and demand that the mind refuse to entertain thoughts that do not produce perfection, and if you call the higher mental body to stand your guardian of the outer mind and refuse to admit or allow the outer intellect to contemplate thoughts that do not produce perfection in your world and in the outer world as well, it will give me an added opportunity to intensify the light that it is my privilege to pour from the heart of the great, great silence. That means principally from the physical sun and the great central sun at the present time. So as I draw forth the greater light from the heart of a great, great silence, you will be like a cup. And as you receive it, it will be concentrated in and around you for the more rapid expansion of your own light. And that in turn is for the more rapid expansion of the light within your nation, that the heart of light, the permanent atom of the world, be more intensely guarded by the cosmic light. Now that is not the same as the universal light, the great universal light that pervades space everywhere. Is the radiation from the great central sun that produces manifestation. It is the universal light substance that is molded into a planet or a system of worlds. But the cosmic light substance of which I speak, which comes from the heart of the great, great silence, is substance that is directly drawn from the ascended master's octave, already qualified with their eternal perfection and drawn into outer manifestation or into certain localities or around individuals to hold a permanent guard while the inner light expands to the point where it takes its full dominion. And this has much to do with the great cosmic bells of freedom in the electronic belt around the physical sun. I am called the silent watcher because I have watched from the heart of the great, great silence, wherein is God's greatest activity. But within that silence is the most heavenly, wonderful feeling of peace and love. And that has music within itself. The silence as we refer to it does not mean what you call a condition without sound, because it might interest you to know that what the outer self feels as silence or soundlessness is not so from the inner standpoint, because all light plays a melody through the atmosphere of interstellar space. All light carries sound, and the sound that exists in the upper atmosphere of Earth, the octave of light, and between great planetary systems, that sound contains within itself the most heavenly music you could possibly imagine. Just as the wind, when it is blowing in the atmosphere of Earth, to you carries certain sounds, sometimes musical, sometimes not, so does the great flow of universal energy in the octave of light and throughout all manifestation carry harmonious sound and to the outer self is exquisitely wonderful in the music that is thus created, and that brings a peace that nothing in the physical octave can give. That has to come from the heart of a great, great silence, and that is the place where the power is concentrated in its cosmic love to serve the earth for its freedom. And that's the reason the mighty Saint Germain told you, when you enter into your mighty I Am presence, the love from its heart, when you turn your love to your higher mental body and its return love fills you, and you enter into close communion in that feeling of love to your presence, you are entering into the silence. And when you enter deep enough, you begin to see my light. Within my light is the revelation of that which you require in the outer life to fulfill the great divine plan that brings our perfection into the physical octave. So as the silent watcher, it is my cosmic duty to watch and watch and watch the expansion of your light. Therefore, in this which I am giving tonight for the protection of the brain structure, and I mean the actual physical atomic structure of the brain, wherein is the first place that the energy of your life stream contacts the discord of the physical world, I have given you a powerful means of protection to your own thought processes, and also assist your higher mental body to more completely repel and consume anything that attempts to touch you from a standpoint of the mental and feeling world of the rest of mankind. Because the mental and feeling world of all mankind is one. That interpenetrates everything. But when the light of the great, great silence, which we direct, chooses to enfold an individual, especially the atomic structure of the brain, with its wings of blue flame, then where the flame stands, the mass of mankind's energy and the vibratory action of their thought and feeling cannot pass. It will break and flow around the individual. And you will find it very much easier to keep out of your thoughts and out of your feelings the disturbing things that heretofore have compelled you to make very dynamic, positive application in order to keep yourselves free from their disturbing action. So, one after another of the great powers of life are being drawn forth from the great, great silence to assist you just as rapidly as you can stand it. And I do appreciate, more than you know, the love you have poured out to the messenger and to ourselves and to the staff. We are very grateful, because the moment your love comes forth, the light expands, and we have just that much more harmoniously qualified energy to use in the physical world to stand the guard over all that is constructive within this nation, because we have to protect constantly that which is to be held over into the future conditions of the civilization that must come forth here. And I might say to you, you could call that the civilization of the light. Because in that cosmic light which we direct to the earth, and that which is to take its dominion here in the future, in that is real, true civilization. And that which is human and which is uncivilized cannot exist in that light substance which is to fill everything here in the future. If you will let us fill you with this light substance now, then you become the expanding power of its outpouring within the nation. And as the light grows brighter and reaches a certain intensity, then that which has been the impurity of the past will be dissolved and consumed and stripped away, so it no longer has any connection with the earth. The beings of the elements will rejoice greatly as your own light expands, because this cosmic light which we direct from the great, great silence is our intensity of love. And that love, anchored within and around your own life streams, becomes to the beings of the elements a most wonderful relief and blessing, for which they will love you forever. It would be no trouble at all to have them assist you to the fulfillment of the great building activities that belong in the permanent golden age. The great activities of the silence, my dear ones, are the most wonderful, beautiful, powerful departments of life's wonderful manifestation. And life within itself is so wonderful You do not realize how wonderful life has been to you. You are so apt to take life for granted, and yet deep within your own life is all the way and means. By your conscious command and direction of its love and its energy, you have within your own direction, under your own conscious command, the ability to become the creator of a system of worlds and send life streams into embodiment there to fulfill the great divine plan of ever expanding its beauty and perfection. Life is the only way and means by which any manifestation can exist anywhere throughout creation. It all operates under the one gigantic law of that great love from the great central sun, which is to ever pour more of itself into outer manifestation with that process that is always lifting, always expanding, always sustaining its own mighty glory and beauty and perfection. And you, my dear ones, every one of you, is an individual focus of that flame which can become a sun that sustains a whole system of worlds. And therefore, as you practice the use of these powers of your own life, and you are becoming more aware of all that life, your own life, contains within it to bless you, then, my dear ones, will you move into outer action with an entirely different attitude to the universe around you. Life is very wonderful and is always ready to give you its boundless blessings. It is seeking to surge through you all its greater love. And when you have greater love from the heart of the great, great silence, you have greater power to accomplish more perfection in the physical world. When you call forth more of our love from the great, great silence, you have more power to produce in the octave of your physical experiences that which we have in our octave of life. All your own powers of life are unfolded by our love from the great, great silence. And the more you draw our love into the physical world, the more your own world is filled with and expands its perfection. And the more that love goes forth to annihilate, dissolve and consume, remove completely all that is unlike its own mighty action of perfection. Try to call for one day, as many times as you can, the mighty love from the heart of the great, great silence that reveals to you in the physical world all its gifts and all that life intends to bring forth in this octave, and ask that that great, great love in the heart of the great, great silence illumines itself to you. Then as the feeling comes into you and the light reveals itself in and around you, will you begin to comprehend and see things that perhaps have been here all the time and you never dreamed were in existence. You will become aware of many things you need to know that you have never yet quite made your own as part of your own life stream. So tonight, from the heart of the great, great silence, am I drawing its deepest love love that contains within itself the master powers of life that bring only joy in their use, that can never produce anything but the most magnificent perfection. And more than that, this power of love from the great, great silence brings into the feeling world of the individual that complete satisfied feeling, the satisfaction of using the great powers of life correctly as life intends. And I tell you, when you get that satisfied feeling within yourselves, when you accomplish something by the love of the great, great silence, you will know such rest and such joy in your accomplishment as you have never dreamed you could ever experience in this world. Our love from the great, great silence satisfies everything in the physical octave. Mankind have craved this and that and the other thing with ever increasing restlessness. And the longer they've been let to go, the more dissatisfied they are. And these human cravings have wrecked them again and again and again. But not so with our love. Our great love in the great, great silence brings a satisfaction and a peace and a rest and a contentment that nothing in the world can disturb. None can ever change or take away from you. Because when you have once arrived back home in the heart of that love from whence you came, you will know that you have found what you have been restlessly seeking all through the centuries and did not even know what you were seeking. This is the gift of the great, great silence. It brings contentment and satisfaction and peace and happiness that it alone can bestow. And that is why all of those who assist mankind in the physical octave periodically return to the great, great silence there to draw into themselves this our cosmic love of eternal contentment. Then amidst unlimited use of the great powers of life, as they gather those together for their next accomplishment in the physical world, do they go forth with the absolute knowing, the absolute assurance that they are going to accomplish in the physical octave that which produces permanent perfection. And I tell you, it brings a satisfaction such as nothing else can give. You have been restless and uncertain and fearful and doubtful, uneasy in your feelings. Enter deep into the heart of the great, great silence and demand that its mighty love flood and fill you with its eternal contentment, its perfect satisfaction, and unbounded use of all that produces perfection. Then will you know what is in the powerhouse of creation. Then will you feel that you can swing wide that door to our love at any moment, and into you will flow its mighty flame, and that of the outer world, which has sought to disturb you, will flee at our approach because our love is ourselves. That is the extension of our life. And when our life comes, that which is human cannot remain. So tonight, I clothe you in its mighty, satisfying, glorious, beautiful, wonderful powers of life. And in that contentment, which comes with that great flame, as it wraps itself about you in eternal love, will you feel my reality? And as the stillness engulfs you in its great glory, will you know where you have belonged all through the centuries? Now that you understand, may your return be joyous and your victory boundless in the wonderful accomplishment that is before you. Thus will you move forward from one wonderful attainment to another in your service to the mighty Saint Germain and to your fellow man will carry ever with it the great happiness of our contentment and our great love, that it is a privilege to bestow, that is the magic hand of the mighty I Am presence from the great central sun, ever perfecting creation and forever sustaining its expanding beauty and happiness and authority and power. May it wrap you in its glory tonight, and you, a shining sun of its presence, become the shrine of glory of love supreme, and that master power of life give you your complete freedom in the ascension. Thank you. With all my heart's love, and I shall leave it as a reminder of the contentment in the great, great silence, and I shall watch for every call that comes to me for that love to come to earth and do for you that which I love to do. May you feel it and go forward with happiness and victory and mastery as your authority of the mighty I Am present. Thank you. Beloved silent watcher, thank you for your love. Make us the fullness of its presence and blaze its victory in and around us and to us everywhere. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, the indigo cape, and that mighty group of great beings from the heart of the great, great silence, who pour their love constantly to the people of earth, watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another, glorify us quickly in that limitless outpouring of such invincible victory of its presence, that wherever we go, its light blazes, and the darkness can no longer exist. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in that great love from the great, great silence that is your obedience to life, and make us your obedience flame to that love supreme. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty victory. Thank you, mighty silent watcher. Ever stand guard at the door of thought, and once and for eternity, command everything that is not the perfection of your great, great silence to leave the worlds and the beings of those under this radiation and no longer allow them to approach. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Gemaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, we ask you to clothe us all under this radiation, the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in each heart to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into his distress the mightiest love from the heart of the great, great silence. Move us forward and silence everything that is not that love in eternal conscious command. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you.
We love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you.
Our beloved, mighty, I am friend, to make Jesus, Daddy, Father, and the great divine director, all this and the master, the angelic force, the cosmic beings, and the forces of the elements.
Our beloved Mama, our beloved Don, our beloved Stan,
all of them who is and I am students throughout the world,
and our own beloved
United States of America,
and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever.
Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I am presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charge it tonight with the mightiest love of the great, great silence in such flame as shall wrap itself about the earth, and nothing less than its perfection can be allowed to survive for any reason. And to all who govern that great cosmic crystal cup, flood forth everything it contains that is the gift of love. To those under this radiation, give it expanding worldwide victory to annihilate all poverty, all war, all impurity, all limitation, all doubt and fear, all that's not of the light, all that is not love for eternity. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raise purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To this end, do we move into action, eternally grateful for that love that raises all into its own blessed self forever. As we return the physical flames to the great temple sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our love and gratitude for that love that takes us all into its perfection for eternity.